The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey and I have nothing to offer him. And he says in reply from within, do not bother me, the door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of the friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Locked and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
Jesus. This is the best gifts. Is the Holy Spirit. Many times we heard that when you want to help a person, just to give him something, just once whenever. But you teach him how to do things, then he can survive for a longer time. It's so true. Many times we doubt about the mercy of God, because we many times you ask, but could I get what you want? But St. Paul gave an answer. You ask, but not the right thing. Therefore, it's not given. So important. God give us whatever is His will. That's the point. And many times, God is giving us more than we need. We ask so little, but God give us more, bigger things. But we don't see that. We just see we don't get these little things. But God gave us so big things, and we don't believe. That's the point. We have to trust and love God. And it's difficult to believe, because we are actually human. We see what we see. Sometimes we don't see, and we don't believe. But many times, God gave us more than we need. We thank the Lord. Whatever today we are, it's the biggest gift. We can't imagine. Just give thanks to the Lord every day. He gives us His Spirit so that we can discern and see the will of God the Father in each one of us. So keep silence and listen. Only in that silence, in listening, we can hear the Word of God, the voice of the Holy Spirit within us.